Soap berries are a traditional food for many Tlingit in northern Southeast, British Columbia, and the Yukon Territory. They're collected and sometimes preserved, then whipped up into a frothy treat with a taste a little like ice cream. The small red berries were prepared and taste tested during a contest that was part of the recent Celebration 2010 events in Juneau. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld prepared this report.
Where did you get your soap berries from?
Haines.
Oh, you're from Haines.
I'm Haines, Clockwine.
Oh.
Sanko Kady.
Oh.
You?
In a room busy with reminiscing villagers and curious newcomers, the four contestants prepare for the competition. They unload jars of the preserved small red berries, plus sugar, containers of fruit juice, and the bowls they'll mix them in.
My name's Doris McLean. I'm from the Yukon, Whitehorse. I'm just beating it with sugar and water and smashing it up and putting a little other, like, you know, juices in there.
Fran Newman. I'm from Carcrest, Yukon. I pick them in the late summer, early fall, and boil it for a few minutes with some sugar and water, and then I jar them.
Helen Abbott Watkins. I'm from Haines, Clockwine area. I have a combination of the ripe soap berry and the green soap berry, so I'm going to combine them together because this one has a sour taste, the red, and the green is really mellow, but it whips a whole lot stiffer.
Louise Marie Gordon from Athlin, B.C. Today I started out at a very low speed and then sped up as I went along, sped the beater up as I went along, and then added the sugar. But I think I added just a little too much sugar. You have to have just the right amount of sugar so the soap berries could keep its texture. If you add too much, it gets watery really fast and it's not really creamy like ice cream.
For many, soap berries are part of a lifelong tradition. How they're gathered, flavored, and made has been handed down from generation to generation.
This has always been something that we did as a family. We'd go out on berry camp, picking berries for in the fall time.
When I was a little girl, I used to go picking with my mom and dad, and my sister and I would take a little tiny bag of sugar in our pocket, and we'd grab a handful. And we rub it in the palms of our hands and sprinkle sugar on it, rub it again, and then lick it off our heads.
My grandchild and I picked the berries, and then we cleaned it up and just boiled it on the stove, and then we just canned it. And she had her special jars, and I had my special jars. This is one of our hours together.
In the old days, berries were gathered in hand-woven baskets. They were whipped into a foamy treat with a stick or, more recently, a hand-cranked egg beater. Now, people use electric mixers. As the contestants finish their mixing, they hand out samples in paper cups. Some are taken to a trio of judges in another room where they're taste tested.
My name is Emma Joanne Shorty. My Tlingit name is Lasai. I live in Teslin.
What do you look for when you're judging soap berries?
We look for the texture of the soap berries, the sweetness of it, how much water you add, and the texture of it is very important because it tastes really good then.
Marcia Hotch.
And where are you from?
I'm from Clockwine.
How did what you tasted today compare to what you're used to back home?
It was really good. They did very well.
Tell me your name.
It's Pam Bogda.
And where are you from?
I'm from Hoonah.
And tell me what you thought of the soap berries today.
It's always a treat to come here and participate with the soap berries. I grew up in Hoonah with my grandma preparing it all the time when we were young. So it just brings back fond memories of being at home.
This year's winner was Doris McLean of Whitehorse. Fran Newman of Carcross took second, and Louise Gordon of Atlin placed third. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.